Today we have Christina King Cohen, and she is the Education Program Manager for Bookshare. There's two individuals that actually do this job. And we also have Sherry Miller, and she oversees the university program. And so we're very happy to have Sherry with us. This is her first webinar. And so it's great that she's diving into this world of technology as well. I am Brenda McBride. I'm the HumanWare Product Manager for the Classmate Reader. And we're going to turn a lot of the session over to Christina and Sherry, but we will all be sharing this presentation. So if anyone has any questions, please post them in the public chat. I am assuming everyone is hearing us and that we are going to have a good time here. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Christine, and she's going to start.
Great. Thanks, Brenda, and I welcome you all. Sherry and I are here based in Palo Alto, California, south of San Francisco. I'm really excited to see you all on the line. So what is Bookshare? And I'm hoping maybe some of you are members. We may pull that question just to see who of you on the line are members. And I'm also just curious to know how many post-secondary students or high school students or educators are also on the line. So we'll send out a few polling questions just to get an idea of who you all are. So essentially, what is Bookshare? We are an online library of accessible books for readers with print disabilities. Currently, we have over 50,000 members, and this includes over 7,000 schools and other organizations. Our collection also includes over 47,000 books. We are an international organization. We have membership worldwide. This includes students and non-students and different a variety of organizations. We continue to build our collection with educational materials and requests that we get from our members and individuals like yourselves. We also continue to build partnerships with a variety of publishers and are excited to be developing these partnerships and, again, offering just a larger collection for you all to enjoy. With the number of books that we do have available, it actually makes Bookshare the largest library of its kind in terms of a library of accessible books for individuals with print disabilities. So we're offering you all a great opportunity to get the books that you need. So one of the benefits that we offer you all, for U.S. students, we offer some free memberships for qualified students. This is through the Office of Special Education Programs. So hopefully a few of you are here in the States. If not, we do have some membership options for you all, and I'll explain what those are. We're also quite easy to use. We are online, available 24/7. Very easy to access through our website. As I mentioned before, we have a growing collection of educational materials, and these are through requests from educators, from students, and also through our university partnerships. The other benefits with membership is we offer a couple free reader software options. One is the HumanWare Victor ReaderSoft. This is a Bookshare edition. Victor ReaderSoft, and I will demonstrate a little bit about how that's used. We also offer a free version of Don Johnson's Read Out Loud. This is also a Bookshare edition and offers readers with learning disabilities a great way to read our books and navigate through books and, again, be able to access the books that they need. And one other note, with this growing collection of educational materials and being that we are the largest in the world, we think we offer students with print disabilities a great avenue for getting the material that they need. Okay, next slide. In terms of eligibility, I believe we'll be sending you all these slides. You can re-refer to these. You can also find this information on our website under membership. But in terms of eligibility, there's really three categories. The first one is visual impairment. So if an individual is blind or low vision, they will absolutely qualify. The other category is a physical disability. If a student or an individual has a disability in that they cannot turn the pages of a regular book, need an accessible version of a book, they will also qualify. I've listed some examples of certifying professionals. These might include a licensed school or other type of psychologist, a learning disability specialist, a speech or language pathologist, other types of psychologists. These individuals will be able to certify those types of disabilities. And Sherry will talk a little bit more about requirements for university students. But these are, again, examples of certifying professionals, and you can find this on our website. The third category is learning or reading disability. Now, this is a specific language learning disability that significantly affects the ability to read printed material. So if there's a student, for example, where it's listed in their IEP that they need special text accommodation or special accommodation alternative reading methods, they will qualify. Dyslexia is a great example of this type of disability. So this area sometimes is a little murky because some states and even some countries, I think, have varying policies or definitions on what a learning or reading disability is. If you have specific questions about a student, about their disability, we'd be happy to talk to you about that and hopefully get them qualified for Bookshare. So again, we'll be sending you these slides and you can re-refer to the examples of certifying professionals. Okay, next slide. So one thing I'd like to emphasize is the option for students to have their own individual membership. If there's anyone on the line from the K-12 population, you can get an organizational membership, so you can get a membership for your school. This will give you, the educator, access to Bookshare on behalf of your qualified students. But I also encourage you to think about getting individual student memberships for your students. For the students that are under 18, they will need a parent guardian signature. But the benefit of this is it gives them their own username and login. So these students can independently log into Bookshare, download their books, use Bookshare from home with their parents during the summer, you know, when they're not in school. So it's a great opportunity to give your individual student access. I'll be telling you more about how a student over 18 in the post-secondary environment can get their own membership as well. Okay, next slide. Now, if you're from the K-12 community and you have an organizational membership, it's very easy to get individual memberships for your students. You essentially can do all of this online. These are some screenshots of our website and how you would get those individual memberships. It's essentially going to your student list or your student roster, selecting your student, and then you'll download an individual membership form for that student. You'll get the parent's guardian signature, and then you'll just need to fax that or send that back to Bookshare. And typically we'll get an individual student their own login information within 2 days. So it's a real simple process. So I highly encourage this. All right, next slide. All right, so now we get to the transition piece. If you came from the K-12 community and you're not continuing on to post-secondary education, you will have the summer to continue to access Bookshare, especially if you have an individual membership. Once the summer is coming to an end, it will be important that you contact our group accounts email and our membership team. So let us know that you're no longer a student, but you would like to continue on with your membership. So essentially memberships for non-students are $75 for the first year and then $50 for every following year. That first year is a $50 yearly fee plus a $25 one-time setup fee. So you can continue with your membership as a non-student, as a qualified non-student. It's very easy. You'll just need to notify us. Now, if you go back to school, and again, this is for U.S. students only, you'll be able to sign up again as a student and get the free membership through the Department of Ed. For international students and individuals, the fees are kind of remain the same. Again, it's $75 for that first year and $50 for every following year. All right. Continue. Now, if you're going on to school, on to post-secondary, again, you, from a K-12 membership, you'll be able to continue your membership on through the summer. And then if you, so you're probably under an organizational membership in the K-12 arena, and hopefully you had an individual membership as well, you will just need to notify us that you're no longer with the K-12 school, that you're now on your own in post-secondary, and we can help you get your own individual membership. It'll be very important for you to do that. The other option, too, is to, at the university, check in, see if there's an organizational membership at the university. They can include you on that membership. So, again, you have the two options. It'll just take some work on your part to contact us and make sure you get your own individual membership at the college, and you may even have a chance to join the organizational membership there. All right. Next. So as I emphasized, with the individual membership, this gives you, the qualified student or individual, your own access, your own login, name, and password. It gives you 24/7 access because we are online. You can download books on your own. And this includes some textbooks. So it just gives you a little more independence and opportunity to explore Bookshare. The organizational membership obviously gives schools or universities access and the ability to even support the students that they're working with. Teachers will download books on behalf of the student, and this also includes textbooks. So I often encourage both. I think it's great to give as many people access as possible. So with the org memberships, any educator can get access for their qualified student. But then again, with the individual memberships, students can freely and on their own download books. All right, next. So for those post-secondary students out there, again, it's very easy to get an individual membership. You'll go to our website, and you'll go to Sign Up Today. You'll select whatever type membership you're looking for. There's an option to select individual membership for over 18 individuals. You'll fill in your contact information. You'll then sign and mail or fax the user agreement. For those individuals over 18 signing themselves up on their own, they'll then need to mail or fax their proof of disability. And once we get all that information, we typically, within about 2 business days, we'll send you a welcome email, and you'll get your own username and login password. So it's very easy. All right, next. Okay, and I think Brenda's going to talk a bit about advocacy on transitions.
Thanks, Christina, for all of that great information that you shared. I want to just go back and reiterate that I think it's really important to both have that organization, but to definitely have that individual membership, because it creates freedom. If at 12 o'clock at night you realize that you forgot to read To Kill a Mockingbird and you are going to be starting that reading tomorrow, you're able to instantly go into Bookshare because you've got that individual authorization. You can access those books very quickly and at a moment's notice. I wanted to speak about advocacy and transitions. As some of you have heard before, I have a learning disability myself, and we wanted to just go over some basic information of what you need to be doing as you move towards this transitioning, or if you are already in the post-secondary environment. So it's always great to be contacting the Disability Resource Office actually prior to attending a university. When I went to a university down in Texas, they did not have a disability resource office, but they were able to accommodate me. So you want to make sure that you look at that advocacy piece and do it prior to going to the university. The more that you set up prior to getting into your first days of classes, the easier it's going to be. So if you're able to go in and talk to the disability resource office, what are they able to provide? What is the book list going to be? And then they're also going to want some information from you. So you need to plan ahead and have a meeting, a person-to-person, to go into that office once you have been approved and decided on your school. Bring copies of your files so that they have all of that information. So when you, at the get-go, when you walk in the doors, they have the report, what are going to be the accommodations, so that they are able to help and assist you right from the beginning of that. And when we went through and we're looking at this presentation, it probably would be great to make 4 copies of your assessment document or that information that talks about the accommodations, so that you can have one at home if need be, you need to go back. There needs to be one at the high school. Your post-secondary institution is going to want one as well as you're going to need one for personal reference. So those are some quick comments around advocacy. I know personally, when you make that effort to begin with versus even a month into the university year, that you're going to be better off because you have the resources in place to have a successful year. So highly recommend making your contacts. Many disability resource offices have key connectors. They can talk about the technology that they can provide, whether there's test banks available. There's lots of information that you're able to collect, and these people are definitely on your side to create a positive experience when you're in post-secondary. Many people want to go in there on their own, but it's best to make sure that we are advocating on our own behalf prior to the school year. So with that, I'm going to just kind of open it up here for a little bit of questions at this particular point. I'm not sure who all has joined us, but we'd love to get any feedback from our participants today at this time and any questions that you might have regarding this first piece of our presentation today. Anyone wants to participate, and we highly recommend that. That would be great. I would love to see more people having comments about the presentation or questions that they might have. Please feel free to do so. You can either write information into the public chat, or you can also hit the control key on your keyboard, and it will activate the mic if you have a headset or a microphone. Well, it seems like everyone is just really enjoying themselves, so we are going to continue on with the presentation. So I'm going to pass it over to the Bookshare team, and they are going to continue on with the presentation.
Great. Thank you, Brenda. This is Christina again. So once you have your membership, getting set up and getting the books that you need is really quite simple. As I mentioned, we offer some free reading tools. These are assistive reading software tools. The first one is the Victor ReaderSoft Bookshare Edition. This is a Humanware product. Brenda is representing Humanware, and this is just one of many of the Humanware products that are out there. But again, we offer a Bookshare edition of Humanware's Victor ReaderSoft. We also offer a Bookshare edition of Read Out Loud. This is a Don Johnson product, and this is also offers readers a great opportunity to navigate through books and make bookmarks and notes and hear and read the book simultaneously. These are both multimodal reading tools. The other thing that we offer members is an option to have some high-quality voices, digital voices. These are called a cappella. And you will find these on our website in the reading tools section. So as a member, you're free to download those two voice options. Again, they are very high quality, great options for those that don't have maybe some higher quality voices. So once you're set up, you've got your assistive reader software installed. It's very easy to then download a book. If you're with an organization, either K-12 or university, post-secondary, the educator will be prompted to select a member, find your book, and then download the book on behalf of your member. For those individuals, for K-12 or post-secondary students or adult ed students in the U.S., you'll just be able to go find your book and download it directly with no problems. All of our books are in a zip format, so it's a very simple few steps to download your book, unzip it, and then open it in the reader software. Very soon in the next few months, we will be offering a Macintosh version of Read Out Loud. So this is a great tool for Mac users. Again, this is free for members, and this will be coming soon, and we'll let you know when this is out. Okay, next. And I did want to mention with the Humanware Victor ReaderSoft, this is a Bookshare edition. It will only read Bookshare books. So I just want to emphasize that. Again, just a great option for you as a member. So if you are going to be using the Victor ReaderSoft in your personal preferences with your membership, you'll need to download the BKS2 file, and this is something that if you have questions about once you're signed up, et cetera, we can walk you through this. But this is a special file format that will open directly into VRSoft. You'll also need to set up a download password, and you're prompted to do this, so you don't need to remember all of this, but just a quick note that you will need to set up that download password. Okay, next. In terms of installing Victor ReaderSoft, again, you'll find that in Reading Tools. So hopefully you all have a chance to go to our website, and you'll find on the upper part of our website a variety of tabs. If you go to Getting Started, you'll find Reading Tools, and that's where you'll be able to download Victor ReaderSoft, Read Out Loud, and the a cappella voices. Next. So then once you find your book, you will select the DAISY file format, and I'll give you a little more information about the DAISY file format. You'll confirm the download, selecting the BKS2 file format. Next. Then you'll enter your download password, and that's unzipping the book. Next. And, looks like maybe we missed a slide, but essentially then you will get, there it is. This is what a typical screen looks like in the Victor ReaderSoft. You see on the right the content. With Humanware's, the Bookshare edition of Victor ReaderSoft, you are able to change font size. You can change the speed of voice. You can make bookmarks, text notes. You can navigate by page number. You can also navigate by a mouse or by keystrokes, by the keyboard. You can flip to page numbers. You can search for words. So there's some really great tools you can use with Victor ReaderSoft. In the past, this was built mainly for visually impaired folks. But what I'm finding when I'm traveling around to K-12 schools in the U.S. is that even students who don't have a visual impairment, who maybe have a learning disability, are also finding Victor Reader Soft very useful. It's easy to use. It has some really cool tools. And, you know, again, it's just a great screen reader and a great option for members because it is free. All right, next. So we've got Sherry here who's going to tell you more about the library.
Hi, I'm delighted to see all your names that I semi-recognize and welcome you. The Bookshare Library is growing. We have about 47,000 volumes right now, and we're adding hundreds a month. We're adding these books from members who maybe have their own books that they've scanned. They'd like to contribute. It started as a volunteer organization, folks just sharing the books that they had. We are asking universities and post-secondary schools all over the country to share books that they have scanned for their students with us. So our post-secondary collection is growing, and that's a big part of my job at the moment. We have an authorized user now for NIMAC across the country. Those are textbooks for K-12 students in the United States, and we are working with those books as well. We also have new partnerships with publishers, and there's a press release that just went out today. It was announced, so if you go to the Bookshare site on the front page, you'll see two press releases. Just a quick note of those. One is about our wonderful new relationships with many publishers, and the other announces our university partnership program. So we're working with Hachette Book Groups, Perseus Books, HarperCollins, Random House, and others. They will be giving us digital files for the textbooks for K-12 as well as post-secondary students. And this is huge. We also have periodicals, which are available through our partnership with NFB Newsline. Over 150 national and regional newspapers and magazines are available daily to download. So there should be very little that you can't find with Bookshare. However, to go to the next slide, if you can't find the book you want, if you're particularly a student, whether you're K-12 or you're post-secondary, your professor assigns a book or a textbook, Bookshare doesn't have it, you might want to look through the other resources, RFB&D and the National Library Service. If your book isn't there, you have other options. You can ask your Alternative Media Center or the Disability Resource Office to help you contact the publisher to get a digital file of that book. Publishers are required to give files to students who have a qualified print disability and who can show they have purchased the book. If that isn't working well, you can take your purchased book to the Alternative Media Center, who will chop it and scan it and return it to you very quickly in a digital format. You must promise that you will not share the scanned files without publisher permission. And if for some reason, happily, the Alternative Media Center has a copy of that scanned book, you still have to show the receipt of purchase from the book. If you have rented the book, that doesn't work. If you need to have a book scanned from the library, you can't. No receipt. Your grandmother gives you the book, you still can't have it scanned. You can only have it scanned with a receipt. That's a huge difference for post-secondary students. If you still can't find the book and you really want that book because you really need the book, you can also contact us. We have a place on our site called Request a Book. We can purchase it, scan it, add it to our collection. If it's a math or science book, we may not be able to accommodate you right away. It may take a couple of months to do that, or it may be, if it's very complex, we probably won't be able to handle that. But if you are in that position, please contact us anyway, because we may have other ways of finding that book. So you should be able to find a book with Bookshare's help in any way. All right, next slide. When you go to our homepage, you'll see that you can, there's a little place called search. This is where you can search for a book. You can do a simple, quick search, and anyone can search, only members can download. You can do a simple search by title or author, or you can browse by category. Lots of categories. Authors, new books, most popular downloads. I was just looking at some of the most popular downloads that have been requested recently. There's also an advanced search that you can do where you can add part of an author's name. If you only know part of the title, you can add that. There's language. We have actually 1,500 books in Spanish, and we're starting to acquire more books in other languages. There's also, to go on to the more searches options, you can use a wild card in the search. Let's see that on the next slide, I think. And you can also search by ISBN. All of our books now are in the collection with either 10 and 13-digit ISBN numbers. So here's the URL, schoolbookrequest@bookshare.org. Coming soon, we actually have a new librarian that we've hired, and she's looking at the taxonomy of our collection. And coming soon, we're going to have other ways that our library will be organized so that a student will be able to do a search of a topic and find books, related books to that topic. We're very excited about that. Moving along, I will turn this back over to Brenda or Christina for the hardware piece of this.
Great. Did you mention the newspapers?
I did.
Oh, perfect.
150 newspapers and periodicals
at your fingertips.
Yes.
I love that option. So real quickly, I'll just mention some of the compatible assistive technology hardware, and I'll let Brenda chime in if she wants to say a little bit more about the Victor Reader Stream, and I know she's going to tell you more about the Classmate Reader. But essentially, Bookshare is compatible with a variety of assistive technology hardware and software. Some of the hardware includes, again, the HumanWare Victor Reader Stream and Classmate Reader. Those two images you see to the right, the top one there is a Victor Reader Stream, and that bottom image is a Classmate Reader. We're also compatible with a variety of refreshable Braille displays. Some of those are called the Bookport, Braille Note. The Icon makes a refreshable Braille display. And then you can also download books onto an MP3 player. There's a way to do this through a variety of software. Unfortunately, you lose some of the navigation of the book, but it is an option. I know that there are some students who use MP3 players and like to listen to books on their portable device. So this is an option for students. So I'll let Brenda chime in here.
Thanks. It's great information, and I hope everyone is enjoying themselves so far. I wanted to just let you know about a couple extra features that we have within the Victor Reader Stream and the Classmate Reader. So these particular players are Daisy players. You're able to have the full navigation, being able to navigate between your pages, chapters, and sections. In essence, Daisy is really the ability to go into your table of contents and go down into chapter 4, chapter 5, where before, if you have just an MP3 file, they're long passages, so it's like trying to find a page within a tape player, for example. So the Classmate and the Stream also do MP3, and we have added features. So in these players, we are also able to now put in bookmarks so we're able to come back to particular sections. We're able to put in voice notes so we can become more interactive with the text. And this is one of the great features that we like to promote within our players. The other supportive tool that we have within our players is the ability to vary the playback speed. And so if you've created an MP3 file within a scanned piece of software and you've exported that MP3, typically you would have it set at that particular voice as well as the particular voice and the rate. But with our players, we're able to vary that playback speed. So and with that, I'm going to turn it back to Christina for just a minute.
Thank you, Brenda. In terms of compatible software, Again, as I mentioned, with membership at Bookshare, whether you're a K-12 or university or an educator or qualified student, you will get free access to HumanWare's Victor Reader Sauce. This is a Bookshare edition. And you'll also get access to Don Johnson's Read Out Loud. Again, this is a Bookshare edition. So these are great options for you. They are screen readers that offer really excellent navigation tools. We are also compatible with other software, including Kurzweil 3000 and 1000. I'm hoping some of you have heard of some of these or are using them already. I know Kurzweil 3000 works well on a Mac. A lot of these are PC-based, but there are some great Mac solutions as well. Win is another option, Open Book. Window Eyes is a screen reader, as well as JAWS. Zoom Text, I think, is used frequently with low vision readers. And then Text Help also offers you some great options. So Bookshare Books will work with all of this software, so keep that in mind. All right, and as I mentioned, with membership, we offer two digital voices. These are high-quality voices. They're called a cappella, and you can download those, again, from Reading Tools. All right, next. Brenda mentioned the DAISY file format. This is a highly versatile, flexible file format. All of our books are offered in DAISY. This offers you the opportunity to download our files into compatible software and giving you that multimodal reading experience. So, in other words, you're going to see the text and you're also going to hear it be read by a digital voice. DAISY file format, it's like an HTML file, but it has just extra tags. This is the extra navigation for navigating a book by page or by chapter or by section. And again, you can convert this and play it on an MP3 player. We've noted the DAISY website where you can get further information. So check out www.daisy.org. I think you'll be interested to learn more about this file format.
Can I add something?
Yes.
I'd like to add that all of the books now in the Bookshare collection are at DAISY 3.0, which is a very high level of DAISY, which gives you great navigability, which is very important for our post-secondary students. In fact, some of the university folks we're working with have requested that we do that as fast as we can, and I'm happy to say that all of our books are now up to DAISY 3.0.
Excellent. Yep. Thank you. So then the other file format we offer is the Braille Ready format. This works well on refreshable Braille displays or note takers. So if any of you are working with students who are blind and maybe using some of these tools, you can easily download our files into these different devices. If you have access to an embosser, for example, you can download our BRF files and take our files and put them into hard copy Braille and emboss those. We also have a partnership with the Braille Institute in LA, California, where you can order Braille books. You'll need to contact them to get the different pricing. All right, next. Okay, and here we are onto the Classmate. So I'm going to switch this over to Brenda.
Thanks, Christina. I just wanted to go over some of the features within the Classmate for HumanWare. I'm wondering how many people that are participating tonight are actually Classmate Reader users or Victor Reader Stream users. And if you are, then please put that in the public chat. It's great for us to know how many people we are reaching or if this is your very first time learning about the Classmate. So one of the added benefits of having Bookshare, which is wonderful, that we are able to synchronize our text and audio together and have that at word level synchronization. There's a built-in TTS that will read the books from Bookshare.org. So one of the great things with Bookshare is that we are able to see that text and the classmate is able to present that material. You're able to vary the size, the color, and the font, depending on the person's needs. This particular unit was designed for individuals with learning disabilities, and it has extra additional built-in study features to help and assist it. So I see that we have some stream users. as well, which is great. So the classmate and the stream have a lot of the same similar format. So it does DAISY, and it does the NIMEX standard as well, as well as it does MP3, WAVE, OGG, Vorbis, WMA. Any material that has been scanned as well, and there are options within Bookshare to choose just a text file or an HTML file, but highly recommend if you have the option to always choose DAISY because this allows you to have the full navigation. So some of the great features is that you're able to have 7 hours of playback. On the Victor Reader Stream, you actually have 14 hours of playback, and there's a built-in battery recharged. And so we're able to really access a lot of material around the world. It's a hands-free unit, meaning that we can take it with us wherever we go, and we just download that information. So there's also a couple extra features I wanted to tell you about as well on the Classmate Reader that are specially designed study tools. And one of those is that we have a built-in dictionary that we're able to look up about 25,000 words, as well as the ability to insert voice notes, text notes, and bookmarking. And what is great about this is we're able to go back at a later time and summarize that material, and teachers are able to put in notes if they want to, or outlines, and we can really go back and navigate through our documents at a later time. So we have our built-in study features. This just highlights it. So we have highlighting, bookmarking, text notes, dictionary, and voice notes as well for those people that have not run across the Classmate yet. I'm going to pass this over to Sherry. We wanted to share some great resource material with you, and with that, I'm going to pass it on to Sherry.
Thank you, Brenda. I am not an expert in this area, and I'm learning all the time, but I am a mom who, I have two sons, one who's a junior at Palo Alto High School with an IEP, and the other who's now finally made himself a sophomore at the University of Oregon in Eugene with ADHD. Both use the disability services offices, both have accommodations, and so I give you these resources as a mom, basically through that lens, and I'm hoping to learn more. There are a couple of great resources that I've found, and I know that there are more out there, and I really want to know more about them. But the University of Montana has a great website through the Disability Services Department. A fellow by the name of Jim Marks, who heads that service and has headed it for years, is really one of the foremost experts in the area of higher education and disabilities. In fact, he's president-elect of AHEAD, which is the Association for Higher Education and Disabilities. And he has written all of this. And it's called Toto, I Have a Feeling We're Not in High School Anymore. And it's about making the transition to college. A lot of it's for students. But there's also quite a bit of good information for parents, particularly one chapter that says, so your son or daughter is at the university, they've had an IEP, they've had accommodations their whole life. They get to the university and they say, had enough. I want to do this on my own. I want no help whatsoever. And I can tell you, again, from personal experience, that is a nightmare. But it was the humor and the wisdom in this was very helpful to me. University of Washington has a site with many, many links for college preparation resources for students. There are probably 20 or more, each better than the next, and I would advise all of us, whether we're a parent or a student or a teacher or a resource person, to access that. Basically, accommodations for disabilities are a civil right. And I found it interesting to go to the United States Office for Civil Rights and to look at their publication for students. That puts it in a completely different context and a very important one. Then there are the two guides to colleges for students with learning disabilities, the K&W Guide and the Peterson's Guide. I think all told there are 900 to 1,000 universities in the United States that offer resources for students. I was surprised that there weren't more, but both of these guides have very clear information. Some schools provide quite a bit, some schools don't provide as much. And for students looking at a school, I think this is valuable information. And they're reasonably priced, and every public K through 12 school library should have one.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to speak at all about the ADHD?
Yes. If your student has a learning disability and they have the diagnosis of ADHD and they want to become a Bookshare member, they need to show the university organizational member needs to have proof of disability for their own use. But for Bookshare, they need a separate and a second evaluation or assessment or piece of paper signed by someone who is qualified within the university setting. Now, that could be a resource person at a university who says not only does the student have the ADHD or the learning disability, but they would also benefit from having their materials put into accessible text. And this is kind of a gray area. There are some students who have learning disabilities who might not qualify for Bookshare. ADHD is a qualifier, but a student needs a second separate piece of paper that has to do with their need for accessible text. Mm-hmm. Any questions, contact us. Contact our membership department for that. Mm-hmm. But this is something that, because we're OSEP funded, this becomes very technical and is really affected more by our funding than by Bookshare's concern that all students who need accessible texts are able to have them. So, mm-hmm. So moving on, this is all of our contact information. As Christina said, we're going to be sending this on to you. You'll be able to access either of our sites, but Brenda's email, Christina's email, my email, and again, if you want to request a book, this is the way to do it. So we hope this has been helpful. Brenda, can we open this up for questions now?
Yes, that was great, sharing, Christina. Thanks for all of that. We are going to open it up for questions here, so if anyone has any questions at this time for us, would like to comment on the presentation, please do so, or have some insights to share, please do so as well at this time. So all you'll need to do is press your control key, and that will activate your mic. I see that we are not having any questions at this time. Linda, I'm wondering if you are wanting to ask a question, and if so, I'm going to release so you can have the mic back as well. I see that she's writing in the chat box, which is great. While she's doing that, I just wanted to let you know that we do have some upcoming events as well going on. We are going to have some future presentations as well dealing with comprehension next week. So it's going to be a session on different strategies about reading and comprehension. So in looking at the whole discussion about reading, I hope to have some more of these as well. As well as in July, we're going to be talking with RFB&D on what they are having in the future. And we are looking at probably doing another session helping individuals look at that transitioning phase closer to the end of the school year. So if you have found this helpful and believe that it would be good for your students to attend or for parents to find out about this information, we would love to hear that feedback from you. And we wanted to let you know that the presentations are always posted to our HumanWare website after, and typically I integrate video and audio together. There's also another MP3 file that you can download and play on your Classmate or your Victor Reader stream as well. We also are going to be coming out with newsletters, so if you wish to receive a newsletter and not signed up for HumanWares or Bookshares, then please feel free to put that information into our public chat area, and we will definitely add you to our newsletters. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Sherry and Christina and see if they have any final comments. But otherwise, we're actually right under that hour wire. We're letting you guys all head home a little bit earlier, but we hope that this has been beneficial. So back to you, Bookshare.
Thank you, Brenda. This is Christina. I did just want to mention that for you all, if you're interested in seeing past trainings that Bookshare has offered, we also offer some recorded trainings on our website in our help section under training. So you'll find a whole variety of pre-recorded webinars there. You know, I'd also like to encourage you, if you're not a Bookshare member and would like to learn more about Bookshare and how students are using Bookshare in the K-12 population and in the university environment. We have videos on YouTube and also TeacherTube. So YouTube and TeacherTube. You can go to our website, look under member stories, and you'll find some really fun videos highlighting students and educators and parents who are using Bookshare. So I'd encourage you to check out those, and hopefully you'll learn more about how this is benefiting students around the world.
Anything else, Sherry?
Thank you, Christina. And I would just like to say that if you have any questions or any thoughts or anything that would make our work better, we certainly welcome that. We're always striving to do more and better and serve more people and get more books into the hands of students. So please contact us as much and as often as you like to. And we want to thank Brenda and HumanWare. We're a great partner with them, and we really appreciate our affiliation. So keep reading, and thank you. Bye-bye.
With that, thank you once again for attending, and we look forward to seeing you back here in our webinar room in the future. As we create more presentations, please feel free to provide us feedback, but we wanted to wish you all a wonderful evening, and thanks again for attending. Goodbye.